Mr. Sukey, right, I'm doing a Phase 1 implementation hearing for Eric Flores. That's F-L-O-R-E-S, ABC number, 156161. According to information that the board has, that has been presented to the board, Mr. Flores has currently serving one sentence, one term, and one offense, that is, and that is for dangerous drug violation. And he received 6 years, and he's requesting 22-month reduction. And according to information provided to the board, his absolute discharge date is listed as August 20th, 2019. And if the board were to grant him his request, that is a reduction of 22 months, then he will be released on January 23rd, 2018. I would also point out the fact that he does have a detainer, and that is with the Graham County Adult Probation Office. The information that we have and that I've observed, that his older sister actually called the police because he was using methamphetamine at the time. When the police officers arrived, he was asleep, and then they carried him in and he was arrested. He was charged with possession of a dangerous drug, class 4 felony, because he had 2.59 grams of heroin in his pocket. The reason that he feels that the sentence should be reduced is because since he's been incarcerated, he's been drug-free, and he's completed classes, the CAC classes for HVAC, I think that's air conditioning. He felt that the sentence was excessive because he did not have 9 grams instead, but he only had 2.9 grams, and he felt that legally they couldn't, he should only be charged if he had 9 grams. However, I think that he did not take into consideration that he had several felonies when he was at the age of 17. In fact, it should be noted that he had felonies in 1999, 2 felonies then, he had another one in 2002, and he had sexual conduct with a minor in 2008. And I think that the court took that under consideration when the sentences took place. He had discipline, his most recent discipline would have been in 2018, which would have been February 22nd, 2018, with violation of department policy, and that was the minimum. And in October 2016, he was possession, manufacturing of goods, therefore he had violated there. He had been before this board twice already in 2007, as well as in 2013. He came up for a special, and in both of those, he was revoked. Just for information, the police found the female, Janet Ferrez, who was his sister, and she was given meth by her brother, the defendant, and as well as some unknown pills by the defendant, and allegedly he assaulted her, sexually assaulted her as well. He also, as I've already stated, he was found with 2.59 grams of heroin. At the time of the court proceedings, he waived his right to a trial with or without a jury, based on a plea of guilt, and he pleaded guilty, and as a result of that, the jury was already impaneled, but the jury at that point was excused, and he was sentenced to 6 years, commencing on October 9 in 2016. Inasmuch as he had these other felonies, inasmuch as he had sexual conduct with a minor, as well as that he was found with the drugs, and also inasmuch as he had provided some drugs to his sister, along with some unknown pills, I feel that the sentence was not excessive, However, I'm prepared to listen to other board members who might want to have further discussion or who might want to disagree with my assessment.
I agree.
Therefore, hearing none, therefore I'm going to move to not to pass Mr. Edward Flores, F-L-O-R-E-S, ADC number 156161, that is not to pass him to phase two, and that is my motion.
Second.
Agree.
Okay, by the unanimous determination of the board, motion by myself, seconded by the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Corrales, Honorable Mr. Neal, Honorable Mr. Johnson, and the board has unanimously voted not to pass Mr. Flores to phase two, and this will end his hearing. Thank you so very much for your participation. Thank you.